Joining us this week on Business or Bullshit is founder and CEO of Gold Standard Nutrition, Craig Allen, in the quiz seat.
So this brings us to one of the parts of the show that we quite like, the Business or Bullshit quiz.
Okay.
Do you cue the music? This is where we'll list a bunch of terms and phrases typically used in business, and all you have to do is tell us whether you think it's business or bullshit. And we have the special business or bullshit paddle, which Dee is now handing you. So you can elaborate as well. You don't have to just say business or bullshit, but hold the paddle up.
Okay.
Get your paddle out.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready. And we're off. Investment TV shows.
Bullshit.
You been on one? Know anyone on one?
No.
Do you watch them?
No.
Yeah,
I've never even heard of one. What, can you name one?
Dragon's Den. It's really the only one in the UK.
Aren't we supposed to not name it? Because if you're saying Dragon's Den bullshit, is no, I guess it's, I don't know.
Dragon's Den can't have that thinner skin.
I look at like the Alan Sugar Apprentice, and yeah. I think 5 years ago it was good. Now they're just bringing in people to make good TV, and they're
well, it becomes a TV show, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It just becomes, and
but it used to be enjoyable when they're famous. Actually half decent. Now that they're not, but what not to, and yeah, there might be a few, but I don't watch it anymore because it kind of got written
silly.
But Dragon's Den, it's okay, it's something I would do watch, but it's not something I've been tempted to go on. But yeah, so mate, I can see sense with it. I'll be halfway. Can you do halfway?
No, you can't.
I'm going to change your mind. I'm going to go business.
Tennis here. I probably
would. I would entertain Dragon's Den, so I would say that one's okay.
Founders' egos.
Bullshit. I don't enjoy too much ego.
No.
No.
No, your ego is in check. You leave it in the gym. Leave it in the gym, lads.
No, I see a lot of people that before they become successful are. They've already changed as a person. They treat people differently, and I think it's bullshit. Just be who you are.
Yes.
Gardening leave. Never heard of that?
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Bullshit. You've never had it. Like I've never had it. It's not bullshit if you've had it, I think.
I used to think.
You've had it?
No, I've never had it. But I used to think, oh my God, everybody I like friends of mine would get put on gardening leave for like 3 months, 6 months, and I think, oh my God, that's amazing. They're doing fuck all and they're still being paid. Lucky them. And then I suddenly realised that particularly in professional services, you've got hundreds of clients that you have to keep happy all the time. And if you can't service them, you just lost your business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it never ends as a client base. You build up a client base as a professional. It's like stopping selling food. How long do you stop selling food until people delist you? Basically.
Exactly.
Not very long
at all. There's always someone ready to take it off you, isn't there? So I think... Yeah, it'd be bullshit because, you know, depending on the circumstances of why you need to go to garden leave, but yeah, I...
Encouraging laziness.
Definitely.
Mentors.
I would say business. It's something that I've lacked, but I would benefit more from if there was more accessibility to them.
Have you not had anybody that's been giving you advice?
Very little.
Apart from your dad.
Yeah, you can talk to family and
his
sort of
advice was jack it in, son.
No, he's always been very encouraging and will always back me or any of the siblings. But yeah, I think it's important to speak to a mentor, even if your dad is your mentor. I think the family relationship, the mentor needs to be someone outside of the family that can tell you straight. So I would say that's definitely business.
My word is my bond. That's a classic British saying. Oh, I feel quite passionate about this. I think this is fucking fundamental the way we do business in this country. It means when I shake my hand and I tell you I'm going to fucking do something.
Old school business shake hand.
Yeah. My word is my bond. You don't need a contract with me. If I tell Pippa that I'm going to get her a pencil sharpener tomorrow, I better fucking get a pencil.
How exciting.
I would say I'd love to believe that, but I think it's bullshit because people don't.
I bet your word is your bond.
Yeah, I do. When I shake a hand, I don't try and stab anyone about, but I've seen it happen too many times that people say, believe me, and then it doesn't come to fruition.
I would say, are you trying to fucking do me out of a job?
Right. Well, no, that's taking it a step too far. You still got to have a piece of paper.
Okay, so
for
when
clarity.
It's if me and you have had a handshake that's sort of not documented, then my word, it's my word against yours, and like you said, that's not going to come true.
You've got to back it up by
the paper. But if it's just word against word, I would say that's bullshit, because it's just you never know what people's agendas are.
But you being shafted. You mentioned it, manufacturers or something, or someone shafted
employees.
You. Where have you experienced this not being true?
Staff. I've seen it happen.
But you bullshit your employer. Very interesting word. I don't think you're giving a word as bond. Staff are under a position of power. So when someone's under a position of power and you say, do you do that? You just say, yes, no. And you know, staff will come in and they have to lie just as much as you have to bullshit them sometimes in terms of the, but they feel pushed to say whatever you want them to say.
Yeah. So the one particular circumstance I'm thinking of where it was staff was where she wanted to leave because she wanted to go back to do something else, and she ended up going to work for a competitor and was the one who gave
classic. She told
you that was something that she was leaving because she didn't enjoy the industry anymore, and she wanted to go into care, back to social care. And I was like, fair enough, I can't afford. But then when she happened to go to the competitor and gave them everything they wanted to know, then I think that's sort of where
she really screwed you over. But actually, it's very fair for her to lie.
Did she not have a restrictive covenant in her contract?
So that was something that, again, naively just sort of learned from that. But you didn't have that anti-competes originally. So
that's what they nicked.
And we've had a lot of, we've had sort of even supermarkets that have shook your hand. I'm going to invest in your brand. I'm definitely partnering. We're definitely listing. And then would shaft you last minute. So
great examples, because one is staff, just like when you had to make someone redundant, you probably, you know, well, you have to file, you have to, you know, you tell some half-truths or whatever, or breaking up with the relationship, or it's me, it's not you, it's all that. And she's nervous and whatever, but she sounds like she was not a nice person but then again, she didn't have a restrictive covenant. She's young, she's naive, they ask the questions. You always try and please your boss. My new boss is paying me more money and I'm trying to please them, so I'll tell them whatever they want. So actually, I don't think that's the word is bond. I do think it's right on the supermarket, but now you're dealing with a big business that doesn't have a conscience, because a big business isn't a person making a deal, it's a big company that they don't control, and they go, we're Tesco's, we're definitely going to do a deal. I'm Tony, I'm, you know, he's senior sales in West Midlands or something. I'm not fucking, I don't have power really to make that decision, only because I'm quite passionate about my word is my bond, because I think it's really important in our culture.
Yep.
On the employee one, if she'd had a restrictive covenant in her contract, which meant that she couldn't go and work for somebody else, I'd totally get her lying to you. I mean, you could then sue her, so it would have been useful for you.
She's embarrassed, though.
She should have just said to you, I've been offered a job with Mr. Competitor down the road and I'm off. Because what could you do about it? Fuck all.
It happens here all the time, Pippa. People, I mean, I can name her, one of our favourite lawyers, and sold my sister a whole song and dance, blah-blah-da-da-da-da-da. And, you know, it was, and we were like, you're not doing that, are you, though? You're not going over there with them, are you? And, no, I'd never do that, you know.
Yes, I totally am.
I'd like to believe in a perfect world that the people are true to the word, but
and that's honesty you're looking for in a situation. Because I'm sorry, I'm a bit overly passionate about this subject, but I'm very business on word is my bond. I think that is fucking.
Look at you with your paddle.
I've got my paddle out.
TikTok.
It is business, but I'm personally not on it, and it's something I've struggled to get on board with. So
you're too old for it.
I am too old for TikTok. So we've had to hire in. There's a new girl hired in 22. Whiz on TikTok. There's too many apps. I can't get on with them all. So TikTok has got its place. Definitely can see its value. But
really, what's its value?
Like TikTok Shop is huge for businesses that
you can sell on TikTok now,
and you know, and people can earn incredible commissions on TikTok.
Don't you just always feel you miss every boat?
So even my own missus, she would use TikTok. If we're going to Manchester, what restaurant should we go to and try? She'll go on TikTok before she goes on Google.
Wow. So the younger generation are using it as their primary search tool.
Yeah, it's the search tool, yeah.
Because it's the speed of which they can get the information. You can watch 3-4 seconds of clips.
And you're getting video instead of just the general, whoever's paid to be top of Google.
Yeah.
So it's a lot truer. So yeah, I would say it's
got a place
for business.
We need another paddle that says too old for TikTok. Too old.
Yeah, too old.
I'm too old, but I see its place, so it's business.
B Corps, you know what they're about?
Yeah, B Corp. We've looked into it. I think we tick majority of the boxes as a business to qualify for B Corp. but it's whether or not it's worth the money that they charge per year. And I think it's something that...
How much do they charge per year, roughly?
For us, it was $5,000, I think.
Yes.
Oh, it's a reasonable slice of cash to use their logo, basically.
Yeah, and I think we know what it is, and the retailers will know what it is, but I don't know how much that general punter looks on the back of the pack and knows what Beat Corp stands for. So I think it's just... It's,
we should launch C Corp and be like, we're even more serious than B Corp. We're C Corp.
I'm going to say business because we probably will end up going with it.
Okay.
Because it helps separate us away from the composition that wouldn't qualify for B Corp. But I'd reluctantly be paying the $5,000 per year. I would feel like I need it more.
Come on, let's launch our own one. C Corp. Do a similar.
I think you need to launch O C Corp.
O C Corp. O C Corp. But it then,
or anyway. Even just O Corp, because the C is in the corp.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll chat about
branding.
It.
We'll come back to when we launch it.
Internal meetings.
Yeah, I face to face. We'd encourage that more in the office.
How many meetings do you have a week? You're a small team, so you can kind of just chat, aren't you?
So we were having too many meetings. Just for the sake of updating, so we've changed it where it was the full calendar was always something else. So what we do now is like have half an hour to 45 minutes in the morning. It's like a status report of like, this is everything
stand
that's going
up
on.
Meeting they call it
yeah
theory,
and
yeah.
Between me and one other we'll take it in turns, and that's like you go through the agenda for the day, what are the deadlines, what's coming up, and then almost every day putting in a priority
what
order.
What time are you in the gym?
Because
what time are you using the microwave? What time are you using the microwave?
I definitely found that we were doing
6 minutes after you.
Too many meetings, internal meetings, but with a deadline and a sort of timeline on it of like not too many per day.
Because you have a meeting and you talk and you don't quite resolve things and you think, God, we need to talk some more. Let's put in we'll meet again in a week, and then you're like, what are we talking about? I mean, it's something strange. You know, there's some very successful people who are like, they don't fucking do meetings. You know what I mean? They just don't do them. I mean, we had a guy who worked for Elon in the early Tesla, and he would just sit behind you, watch you for like an hour. It's just terrifying. Know more what you were doing than you were doing. You know, what are you doing? Where are you with this bit? What are you doing with this bit?
Yeah.
Like, but that was basically tyranny, right?
It well, fucking worked. I mean, he built a car out of nothing. I mean, what are we trying to do here? Are we trying to do something, or are we trying to be nice to each other? I mean, these are really interesting questions, because we ain't going to succeed as a society if we're all worrying about being nice to each other. You know, but care about each other. Caring about each other means being successful. I mean, it's a deep chat. Anyway.
Last one. Insta.
Insta.
It's my go-to Insta, but it's quickly being caught up by LinkedIn. I'm obsessed with LinkedIn.
Oh, yeah. LinkedIn is coming that. In.
Somebody's
coming
gonna be obsessed
in.
With LinkedIn.
Yeah,
no, it's coming in.
Is it?
Yeah, more.
I think it's because they just give me notifications for the sake of it. Like you go on there and it's somebody else liked something that somebody posted, and I'm like, I thought someone had messaged that it was something important, but you've got to adjust your notifications. You can show me how to do that. I think Instagram, as long as you're aware of like who you're following and like why you're following them, I think you can get carried away following too many people and you're just stuck in like a bit of a comparison world of everything. But if you want to go in there for inspiration of whether that be a workout, food, holidays, anything else, like I think that Instagram's a great place for that. And to put your family albums or whatever you're doing as your daily updates. So I think it's good. It's definitely, yeah. I would use
really
Instagram more
it.
So than Facebook.
I should try and get into it. I've never really.
Well, don't try and get into anything. I think I agreed with you quite a lot, but I think the scores have got a bit out of hand, mind you.
Okay, so what are you scoring him?
Well, they've got a little bit out of hand. So I think we have to have occasional resets, don't we? I want to score you 1,207.
I thought you were going to go with 3,
Well, yeah, no, I'm happy with 1,207 after close consideration, because you've been around 12 years, 7 yeah. million quid. Life could be worse, you know?
A big, big thank you to Craig for joining us this week, and we'll be back next Tuesday with their brand new episode. In the meantime, have a great weekend.